We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we have on a new comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. This week is the very best of Try This Podcast so far. So if you're listening to this, you're either a fan or you're testing us out to see if you will become a fan. Well, we got some great clips this week. I wanted to do every episode, like a clip from every episode, and I found out that that would take way too long. So I narrowed it down to 10 after talking to some people who listen and their favorite moments and talking to the people who have also been on the show. These 10 moments are not in any specific order. They're just 10 moments from 10 episodes that our listeners really enjoyed. And not only did I pick these because I thought that they were super funny, I thought that they kind of represented what this podcast is about. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the very best of Try This Podcast. Oh my gosh, I hope you guys are big fans of Tina Turner, because we're going to be hearing a lot of that. The first clip that was selected was a comedian here in Chicago who used to be on Second City Touring Company before he quit, like a big old quitter. Alan Linick had one of my favorite ideas for a podcast so far, titled Podcast Away. It's two guys stranded on a desert island, and they have their own podcast. We actually both loved this episode so much that we actually started our own standalone podcast called Podcast Away. I'll let you guys know when that's finished. Anyway, one of the best moments from this podcast is when Alan finds out that not only have I been catching a bunch of fish and not telling him, but that I'm finding all kinds of awesome stuff on the island.
Catch a fish, I would eat it raw.
No. I am giving up on fishing. P.S. That spear is useless. I give up on fish. Okay. If you want to try fishing tomorrow, you go right ahead.
I've been fishing randomly this whole time. I can catch a fish.
Have you caught fish?
Yeah, I catch fish all the time.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I thought every time we find a suitable food stuff, yeah, we talk about it.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought that you didn't like fish, and that's why you weren't eating them.
No, I've been trying to spear fish for. What are we at? Yeah.
And you still haven't gotten any?
No.
I am sorry. Standing. This is a miscommunication.
Yes, it is. I've been stabbing at water at least an hour a day every day.
You understand refraction, correct?
What?
Oh, my God. I thought you hated fish. I'm sorry. This is a miscommunication.
I like fish. I would love to catch some more fish.
I've been eating fish left and right. Groupers. Swordfish.
This is blowing my mind.
Guppies.
I haven't had a single fish.
I caught a tuna.
Everything I find, I share.
Well, I thought, I'm
this
sorry.
This is the first time. I've never even suspected that you've been eating more than me.
I'm sorry.
Are there other things that you're withholding? Have you found anything else?
Well, just some, you know. Yeah, some stuff.
What stuff? What stuff did you
find? Stuff, you know, just random stuff.
Like what?
I don't know. I found a deck of playing cards.
A whole deck?
Yeah, all 54. That's with the Jokers.
Where did you find that?
I just found it on top of a rock.
Are you?
I thought they were yours. I thought you knew about them.
No, we could have been playing cards. But second of all, if you thought they were mine, why wouldn't you bring that up?
I didn't think you liked playing cards.
Then why would I bring a deck of cards?
I thought you brought them and you're like, I don't like cards, and you left them on the rock.
You are no longer allowed to make assumptions.
Okay, well, I never saw you playing cards.
You know why? Because I didn't know we had any goddamn playing
cards. Another miscommunication.
No, it's just a non-communication.
Oh, you're going to be more upset with the more things I tell
you. What else did you find?
Like a badminton set.
A whole badminton set?
Yeah, there's a whole badminton set back
this
there.
This island is not deserted.
It is. I don't see anybody. I found a badminton set, though. I thought you set it up for me.
Is it already, it was already set up?
Yeah, it's all set up. It has, like, four of the shuttlecocks.
I don't understand how I've never seen this.
I don't think you like badminton.
You again, you're done. You're done with assumptions for
Well, I never saw you playing badminton. Next up is probably one of the dumbest ideas for an episode that we've had. David Schwartzbaum came on and wanted to do a podcast where two circus elephants had their very own show. It sounds weird to say, but this is one of the podcasts that felt more like one of those real long-running podcasts that was already established. And part of that was because of this big circus backstory that we invented. And one of the best moments from this episode comes from when we're talking about clowns and this clown drama, and we're going through like what clowns do in their free time and stuff like that. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a moment from the No Mice Allowed podcast.
No, I'm not. Do you have news about the clown drama?
I got some. Oh. I got some clown drama.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
Did you know that they don't all fit in that car? It's just an optical illusion.
Well, yeah.
You knew this whole time, well, and you never told me.
Well, I thought it was. I thought it was just everyone knew it was entertainment.
I know it's entertainment, but I thought the part of the entertainment was they all shoved in there.
Oh no! It's a series of doors.
A series? There's a series of what?
A series of doors. Pecky, are you...
Elephants are smart creatures.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We're
oh, yeah.
intelligent creatures. I can't wrap my mind around this.
I have one.
Oh, you have... I thought you said you didn't have any.
Well, I was thinking about it.
Oh, okay.
We were talking.
Okay.
Did you know...
Yeah.
One of the clowns, one of the she-clowns, as they like to be called...
Shouns.
One of the shouns.
One of the shouns.
Did you know that one of the shouns? Come on, man.
Sorry, it's funny.
Did you know that one of the shouns was, I heard, was found sleeping with the lion tamer?
No.
Because apparently...
Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Who wouldn't sleep with that guy?
Well, what I heard was a lot of Dave using that whip. That he uses on the lines. Like, you hear, like, Hermona, and then you hear a... And then Hermona, I think she may be into some of the rough stuff.
You know? Think?
Well, I, you know.
You think?
I mean, every once in a while when they put that bull hook into me, you know, it gives me a weird feeling, but usually I hate it, but...
Okay, some more clown drama. I found out that those scarves...
Oh, yeah.
Those actually do end. I just thought they were infinite scarves.
It's a series of doors. That
Where are the doors?
The doors are under them and in their mouths. You know the high wire act?
No.
Yeah, he doesn't actually walk across the wire. He's just going through series of doors.
No.
Yeah.
Are we real? Are we even elephants?
Of course we're elephants.
Are you just a series of doors?
No. I can't even fit through a series of doors.
Jumbo, you tell me if you're just a series of doors.
My name is Richard Cornelius.
Whatever you want to be called.
And I'm not a series of doors.
Oh man, that stupid series of doors bit. I love it so much. Next up is the film noir style podcast that Adam Archer wanted to do, titled Dick Danger. The whole thing is great. It's completely improvised. Most of our episodes are improvised, but we were able to come up with a full storyline and conclusion to that story. It was hard to try and pick a great moment from this podcast because everything seemed to be a callback to something earlier. So I decided to share a clip that's right from the beginning. Here we meet Dick Danger, his sidekick, the Paperboy, and our femme fatale, Miss A Dame, who accidentally says riddle instead of mystery.
Mm. No cases coming over the desk today. Looks like it's gonna be a real easy one. Guess I'll light me up a black lung and get going. Should be just about the time for the paper boy.
Ting, ting, ting.
Hey, paper boy.
Oh, hey, Dick Danger.
Yeah. Come on, have a seat.
Nah, Dick, I got a lot of papers
to deliver. Nah, come on. Chat with Dick for a little bit.
Are you just going to rope me into one of your things here?
Nah, no cases today. It's a slow day, paper boy. Can you believe?
You promised, Dick?
I mean, I can't promise that Danger won't be around every turn, but for right now, it's a calm day.
All
right,
because I'm a busy paper boy. I got a lot of papers to deliver.
You're the best paper boy in the city.
I got a lot of bikes to ride. I got a lot of throw papers into mailboxes.
How's the arm?
It's doing good.
Yeah.
It's doing good. I ran into that random mini tornado, but I feel good. I feel fine.
Yeah, that snuck up on us.
Yeah, it did. That little tiny tornado.
Yeah, you're smart, kid. You're going places.
This is good. I like this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I in the right place?
Oh. Quiet, paper boy. It's business time.
But...
Don't move.
You promised me that this wouldn't happen.
Well, I might need you on the case. Just sit down.
Oh. Sorry, am I interrupting? I can leave.
No. It's a busy day, but I can make space for a dame like you.
Okay.
What's your name?
A dame.
Excuse me?
A dame. That's my name.
Yeah, that's what you are. You're a dame. You walked in my office.
What's with all the questions? You need to solve my riddles.
Oh my goodness.
First.
Paperboy, how are you at riddles?
I'm not very good. I'm good at... if they involve songs, I can sing a song.
Yeah, let's check this out. Well, what is it?
First riddle. What holds a lot of volume, but it always comes in a frequency?
Holds a lot of...
This is a hard one, boss.
Volume.
Hold on.
What holds a frequency?
What has a lot of volume?
A radio? That has a frequency, but...
That's it. You figured it out.
A radio?
Yes. RCA radios.
RCA radio. Well, we're on our way here.
Second riddle.
All right. Lay it on me.
What's a grocery store?
It's where you get food.
Dang it. You answered them so quick.
Ah, well, you know, you come to Dick Danger, you get a lot of things.
That was really good, Dick.
Yeah, thanks, paper boy.
At this rate, I'll be out of here in no time. I'll be able to make it to the end of the course and be able to get all the extra points.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be out of here in no time with no scratches and alive.
I don't like this foreshadowing.
Love that episode. Adam Archer and I just do a bunch of different voices for characters. It's a lot of fun. Next up is the episode The Mall with Nick Bernardi. In this episode, we are two guys who work at the fictional juice bar Cherry O'Terry's that has a bunch of SNL stars for, names for drinks and stuff like that in the food court at a mall. And in this clip, we're talking about what medium you should use when asking a girl out. And how we don't like talking on the phone. But this is when we discover that Nick's character really likes to use every kind of communication app possible.
I just don't like talking on the phone. Yeah, it's awkward.
I'm either a text guy, a WhatsApp guy, a Facebook message guy, but talking on the phone, no.
Yeah, by the way, I gotta tell you, you gotta pick one medium when you're talking to me, buddy.
No, come on.
No, you hit all of the...
Come at you from... You never know.
I don't know which to answer. I get a WhatsApp from you, and then I'm like, cool, I'll meet you here. And then I go to, like, I get a Facebook message from you, and you're like, hey, I'm here. And be like, why don't you just do it on the WhatsApp? And then I get a text...
I like to change it up, man.
No, it's weird.
Nah, it keeps it fresh.
It doesn't keep it fresh.
You don't know what... Like, what, am I going to use your data plan? Am I going to use your text message? You don't know.
I have unlimited text. Just use my text.
Nah, man. That's not me.
No, God.
Don't ask me to be something I'm not.
I keep getting these requests to download other messaging apps.
Yeah. For me.
What are these... What's one of them that you sent me? What was that one?
Oh,
it's the dumbest name.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's phonograph dot dot dot.
I hated that one.
That's awesome.
That's an ellipses, by the way. Phonograph ellipses.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know what it's called, but I think I think the app, the way you say it, is phonograph dot dot dot.
I don't get it. What does that one do that no other one does?
You have the option of typing in words or in Morse code.
What are you talking about?
Dot dot dot.
No.
Dash dash dot dot dot.
Why would you ever? What are you talking about? Why? Since when? Why would you ever?
What? Type Morse code?
I'm so upset. I can't even think of words. So.
Dude, my uncle was in the Navy. He knows Morse code.
You don't though.
But it's a way to learn it.
Is that what you sent me a bunch of dashes and periods the other day?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
It said, hey man, what's up?
I hated it so much. I got another one, too. You sent me another one. What was that one?
Oh, that one was, if you can read this, call me.
What the? Just text that, then. What is our whole app for that?
Well, you...
It was $7. You paid $7 for that app.
Yeah, but I'm learning another language.
Oh man, I hate the idea of those apps so much still. Moving on. Ooh, I love this episode, mostly because Brett Lyons was the guest, and he is an amazing improviser. In this episode, it is called Commercials, and we are two morning news radio hosts, but we are constantly interrupted by commercials. So basically, we talk a little as these news anchors, and then we would stop for these commercials that we would improvise, and we did so many of them that they just got more and more silly. It was real difficult picking out just one of these, so we decided to pick out two of our favorites. This is Commercials. Hey, Jim.
What's up, Pete?
Hey, fall's coming, and I gotta get all this summer debris out of my gutters.
I don't know how I'm gonna help you with that, although I do have a phone number of someone you can call.
What? That's why I come to you instead of Google.
You haven't heard of Tom Busters, the Summer Buster?
No. He does gutters, too?
He takes what's staying in the summer and gets it out of there for the wintertime.
Oh.
Here, I have his number.
888-202 Busters. B-U-S-T-E. Forget about the R. Busters.
But you could still dial the R. It'll still go through. Keep hitting numbers till the answer's you.
Someone called for Tom Busters?
Hey, I did.
Let's get that gunk out of the junk.
Oh, the frisbee that I threw up there.
See ya.
Da-na-na-na-na, if you're looking for a car.
Da-na-na-na-na, and you don't want to go far.
Da-na-na-na-na, come on down to Thompson's Hyundai. Thompson's Hyundai.
Hi, I'm Thompson's Hyundai. And my last name might be Hyundai, but I sell Toyotas. And you can come down here, and the new 2016 models are coming in, so then the 2015's even cheaper. And we gotta ask one of our satisfied customers.
Brad Miller, center of San Kings, Sacramento. I'm Brad Miller, center for the Sacramento Kings. When I was looking for a Hyundai, I went to a Toyota shop. Hey, I'm Brad Miller, the Sacramento Kings.
Brad will get it right one day. Here it comes.
I was looking for a car. I thought I was going to get a Hyundai, but it turns out I got a good Toyota from Thompson Hyundai.
We use every take when he came in because we like him so much. Come on down and get a Toyota. Maybe we're getting Acuras soon for the higher end market.
You're the best.
Now switching from two loud idiots, we move on to one of the very few times on the podcast where we went with a soft-spoken, understated characters. This was on Knick Knack Paddywhack, or the Knick Knack Review podcast. Katie Virgo was the guest on this episode, and she noticed how basically everything is reviewed online now, and she wanted to do a podcast where people review knickknacks. So Katie and I actually went to a real antique store here in Chicago, looked at a ton of stuff, wrote notes about the stuff that we saw, and then came back to do a podcast reviewing these knickknacks. We're these weird NPR-style characters that are really into knickknacks and oddly sexual. In this clip, we're talking about an old sword that we saw. Not ironically. Next up. Ned Stark would have loved to have this one behind his back. Spoiler alert, it is a sword.
Oh, wow. How much do you think this one was?
I know, I wrote it down. How much do you think it is?
Well, a piece like this from... Mm-hmm. This has to date back to... before Jesus Christ, our Savior, probably. Was born. Yeah,
this might have actually stabbed Jesus because it was put on a piece of wood.
Yes, that time that Jesus was stabbed with a sword.
Many people thought it was spears, but I think it's swords.
Oh, to prove that water would come out. Oh, wait, no.
Wine.
Wait, no, it was ranch dressing.
Yeah, but it wasn't. No ranch dressing came out. Guess what came out?
What?
Lies. How much do you think the sword cost?
I'm sorry, did you say?
Do you have a question of what I just said? That lies came out?
I thought it was ranch dressing.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
Maybe like that soft Velveeta cheese.
Ooh, and then there was somebody close by with a bunch of shells, and they ran up and held it up to Jesus' side.
He did die near the sea.
Oh, that whole episode is just a series of weird conversations like that one, inspired by the knickknacks that we saw. We do this whole sexual roleplay scene based on a flapper hat. It gets really hot, heavy, and graphic fast. Moving on to the episode Fratcast. This whole episode has so many great parts with Rob Grabowski. It's a podcast done by two giant lovable idiots who are in the frat Sig Pi. Rob and I have done these characters together a lot, so it was really fun to finally sit down and actually record something. In this clip that you're going to hear, we are complaining about a professor that we hate at our school.
Congratulations, you!
Cool. All right, now this is...
Here's my diss. This is her Professor Chesney.
Ugh.
In the history department.
Oh my God.
Professor Chesney continually tells me that I did not pass my ancient history course from 6 years ago.
And did you tell him, hey, that's ancient history?
That is, I did.
Yeah?
You knew my pun. That's a pun, right?
That's a pun. It's a or wordplay.
Whatever.
It's a wordplay.
What am I, a comedian?
Not us. No. I read a book on. I mean, I
what?
Somebody said something about
you,
it.
If you read a book, I swear to God,
I didn't read. Don't worry about
no,
it.
No, so. You know, no reading under Article 8, Subsection F.
I know.
For fuck you for reading.
I don't know because I didn't read that.
Good man.
Can we, Professor Chesney?
Professor Chesney.
He is up his own butt.
He's up his own pretentious asshole.
Do you see his jackets that he wears?
Yeah.
He wears like the what's that movie? Good Will Hunting.
Bow ties.
Oh, bleh. Look, what year is it?
Good Will Hunting's a great film.
Yeah, but he's trying to dress like Robin Williams from Good Will Hunting.
Brobex.
Yeah,
it's not your fault.
What?
It's not your fault.
What is it?
It's not your fault.
Shut up.
It's not your fault.
Shut up.
It's not your fault.
Crying.
Nice.
Yeah. Ugh. Anyway, John Chesney.
How do you know?
John Chesney.
Professor Chesney.
I don't want to call him professor because he doesn't deserve it.
He's a professor.
He doesn't deserve it.
He's a professor being a dick. He claims I didn't turn in a term paper on the right time, and yeah. I did. I got proof.
What's your proof?
That I have the paper still. I have the paper still with the proper date on it, and I turned it in.
Grabbers.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, man.
What?
If you still have the paper.
Yeah.
That means that you didn't turn it in.
What?
Yeah, because you have it. He should have it.
Shit.
You. Oh, man.
Okay, Bro Bakes. Yeah. Do the commercial. I'll be back.
Okay.
Oh, man, that is a really fun episode. My favorite part of that episode is actually this top 10 list that we come up with, but it's so long, I couldn't include it in this podcast, so go check it out for yourself. That's the whole point of this specific episode. So moving on, there are a ton of bad movie podcasts out there because people love to make fun of awful movies, but Caleb George had a different take on a similar idea. He wanted to pretend to be the director and writer of a bad movie and talk about it like we were on a director's commentary of that bad movie. And I thought it was great. We decided to do the blockbuster flop, Mac and Me. In this clip from that episode, Caleb is the director of the film. I am the writer. And we talk about a fight that we had about filming on location.
Right. Yes. I know you were upset, right?
I'm so upset.
I know that you were upset with me because you didn't feel like we could shoot this scene in front of the windmills.
I didn't like those windmills.
I know you were scared, right? But the windmills weren't going...
Windmills cut up oxygen and it's impossible to breathe.
Look, does oxygen or windmills cut up oxygen?
100, how does it not? It's a big giant blade.
Feeks, do you own a fan in your home?
Of course.
And when you turn on the fan, does it cut up the oxygen or do you continue to breathe?
Oh, it cuts up the oxygen. That's why I pointed away from me.
Then why would you have a fan in the Feeks?
To get things moving. Cools everything off.
Exactly.
When you cut oxygen molecules, coldness is released. And that it's the reverse sun. Like the sun is hydrogen and helium and a fan is oxygen and it makes cold. That's what the Scientology science book said.
Right. Now, look, I know that you read a book about Scientology one time.
Science, yes.
Science. Scientology, it's the same thing.
I read the whole book.
I know that you did.
The whole book.
I know, look, I know, all right? Look, we're going to have to agree to disagree on this, okay? Because I own stock in wind, okay? I own stock in wind,
and
which is...
You can own stock in wind?
Yes, of course.
Stew Brew. Who's your favorite Captain Planet character?
Oh, the Red Ring of Fire one.
The fire?
Yes.
I thought for sure you're gonna say wind.
Oh, that would have been a good answer. Yeah.
No. I have a
slight crush on the one with fire.
The redhead?
Yes.
The ginger?
The ginger.
Ugh. That was so much fun. We actually talk a lot about the movie, mostly on that episode. So if you're a fan of bad movies, make sure to check that one out. Move on to a podcast with no weird characters or themes, really. Bree Fitzpatrick came over and just wanted to do a podcast, just Ask Us Anything, where we honestly talk about our opinions on things, answer some questions. In this clip, we answer a question about baby making music.
T from Canada asks, what's the best song to do it to? My thing about music is that there's always like a message behind the music. And so like every now and again, I'll like hear a lyric or something that like will totally take me out of it. I'll be like, what? That's not how I feel.
I agree. Yeah. I agree with that.
Like it has to be so specific.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Have you heard that new Jason Derulo song? That's, like, I think supposed to be super sexy. It's like, girl, you the one I want to want
Yeah, me. I know that song.
Yeah. So I just think it's like so unsexy. And I feel like if somebody put that song on before we had sex, I would instantly we're both like, nope.
Also mature. So we're not, I feel like if you're 20, 19 or 20, that'd be a good song to sex to.
Maybe.
I'm going to go, I'll answer this one for you. Okay. Well, it's actually mine. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
It is, Your Body is a Wonderland.
No!
I'm kidding.
Good.
I'm going to go ahead and say, I like instrumental, then I would say like instrumental jazz. Yeah. Instrumental jazz.
Instrumental jazz. Like yeah. Real like acid jazz, like all over, like.
Here, actually, I have a sample of what you would listen to in sex.
Okay.
Agree or disagree with that?
Everything in me wants to disagree, and it's yet right, somehow though. I can't.
It's right.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Jazz is the music of love making. You guys, play slow jazz on your headphones when you're out in public, and it totally changes the way that you perceive the world. We did it, you guys. This is the last clip of the episode, and it's from easily the dumbest episode idea that we did, and it was the Feather Duster and Sunglasses podcast. Ben Larrison came over, and to make fun of the fact that there is literally a podcast for anything, we both picked two random household objects and made a podcast. To our surprise, the episode turned out to be a lot of fun. In this clip, I'm a feather duster. Ben is the sunglasses. And we invite on our special guest, Hat. All right, you guys, now we have a special guest.
All right, this special guest you may recognize from such programs as What Is My Hat? And follow-up program special, What Is My Hat 2? Where is What Is My Hat? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome a hat.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Hey, Hat.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Hat, thank you so much for being with us.
I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, my. It's creepy.
Come on.
Sunglasses.
You just met me.
What?
Oh, man, the hat is creepy.
You have not given me a chance to articulate my position on anything.
Okay. What do you want to talk about, Hat?
Hi, first of all, my name is Hat.
Established.
Yeah, Hat, come on.
Okay, follow up point. Have you seen Sausage? Have you heard of Sausage?
Yes, we've all heard of Sausage.
Did you know Sausage is just various animals stuffed into casing?
Oh, where?
Yes, where are you going with this?
Yeah, where's this coming
from? What could
from?
Possibly be your point here, Hat?
What if, hypothetically...
Oh my God.
We were to make human sausage.
What are you talking about, Hat?
It could be profit margin market.
You know what, Sunglasses? I thought Hat would be cool because he does basically what you do. Blocks the sun
that
from people's eyes.
That is unfair.
What? He blocks the sun from people's
assertion.
Eyes.
That is an unfair assertion.
I do not do nearly the same thing.
He or she or whatever this is.
I make a fashion statement for men with no hair. Also identify where person is from and potential gang affiliations.
Oh my God. I hate this. I hate Hat. I'm going to say it. I don't
like
Hat.
You gotta give him a chance.
I don't like Hat.
Give him a chance.
Okay, Hat.
He has stuff to say.
He's talking about murdering people.
Not doing that. Never once advocated you.
What?
Are the one who said murder.
I'm going to say that this might be the worst podcast guest we could have ever asked on, Sunglasses. His voice is shrieking. Anyone who's listening has pulled out their headphones.
You want to know my actual name?
What's your actual name, Hat?
Hat Joseph Lids.
Okay.
My father is Frank Lids, the founder of Lids.
That's the douchiest store in the mall, Hat.
Regardless, it made me a butt ton of money.
Yeah, that is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and want to actually listen to full episodes, you could find us at trythispodcast.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, or Pocket Cast. If you want to see me in person, you can see my two-man improv team, Poster Boys, performing at the brand new Beat Lounge at the Second City Training Center on Saturday, January 30th and Saturday, March 6th at 10:30 p.m. If you're listening to this past that time, then just check me out on Twitter. I put my shows up there. It's at Taste the Bacon, a gross name. That's it. Make sure to check us out next week. We'll have a new comedian, and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this, now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it.
You're drunk.